Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
It's fall, time to talk food, some new places that have opened up here in the fall season here in Connecticut. Starting at 9.9, we always talk to our friend Alex from CT Food Girly.
Yeah, and Alex is tapped into what's new and fun and popping. So, Alex, what do you have for us today?
I have a great lineup for you guys today. I'm going to start us off in New Haven at Joya Cafe and Bar. Now, they opened up on October 19th, so still fairly new. And Joya Cafe opened its doors in New Haven. This is a multi-concept Italian restaurant. It's also a bar, a market, and our first ever gelateria. I went on opening week, and their fresh pastas like gnocchi cacio pepe, rigatoni carbonara, a lot of shareable appetizers, arancini, meatballs, burrata. They're sure to win you guys over. They are currently in the works of opening up their rooftop for dinner and drinks. But what makes this place so special is that they have a small Italian market on the side where you can browse and shop. And also, that gelateria is open on the inside of the restaurant. But also, you could pop in on the outside as you're walking through Worcester Street.
It sounds like going into Italy. It sounds like they brought Italy to Connecticut. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a really cool menu. Definitely put that one on your list, you guys, and make a reservation. Another restaurant that was on the same street in New Haven, Abeza Pizza, made their move this August into North Haven. They had a terrible fire that forced them to relocate. This is your classic thin crust pizza spot for Worcester Street. They still have a full range of everyday Italian favorites as well. So if you've never been to Abeza in New Haven, go give their new North Haven location a visit.
Yeah, and it's good to support them because they went through that fire and the building. It was awful what happened. So, yeah, always good to support them with their new place.
Yeah, it was terrible. I hope they come back into New Haven when they can. This next one I'm really excited for. The food, the service, the environment is amazing. It's called Le Masette, and it's located in West Hartford on Farmington Ave. Their specialty cocktails were fresh. They're more French-focused with their cuisine. I was able to try a range of all their dishes. Each one was just as delicious as the next. What's super cool about this new spot is that they work hand-in-hand with Arethusa Farm. So you can purchase the Arethusa ice cream or those milk products right at the restaurant, whether you dine in there or not.
I love partnerships like that. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, it's also nice to have a new French-focused cuisine because the first one that pops into my head is Union League in New Haven. So to have another one close to us is really nice.
Yeah.
The last one that I have for us is called Mi Bella Restaurant, and they opened their doors in May in Brantford. I've been there numerous times since then, but I always have a delicious meal. It was the former La Petite Cafe that used to be there, but now Mi Bella has more of an old-school New York Italian vibe to the building. I love their menu. They have a great selection of appetizers that change. It's a nice spot for a date night if you want to try something new this fall.
Nice. That sounds great. I love a little nice little fall date night at a new spot.
And Alex, we want to know all about the new fall food menus that we should check out. So what do you have for us?
Fall food is one of my favorites. So I'm just going to dive right in here. Home in Brantford is releasing their new fall-inspired menu tonight. I was working with them last Wednesday for their whiskey dinner. That was phenomenal. And now the release of their new fall menu. I saw a couple items on there, and I'm excited to see what Chef Jared has created for everybody. I can't wait to go back and shoot all those new items. I always think it's so cool when a restaurant changes up their menu for their guests. Keeps everybody pretty intrigued every season.
Yeah, especially seasonally. And I think fall is one of my favorites with all the different things that they work in with the fall menus.
Me too. Everybody's really creative. On Friday night, I went to Rosavino, which is also located in Brantford on the other side of town. They've added new items to their fall-inspired menu as well. They had fresh burrata with grilled Granny Smith apples, prosciutto topped with hot honey. I had their filet tartare. It had truffle oil, homemade fried wontons. I saw a lamb ragu on there, Chilean sea bass. They even added to their cocktail menu as well. They had a spiked autumn eggnog, a toasted pistachio martini with white chocolate and a caramel apple cider cooler.
I am a big fan of the eggnog. It does feel like a Christmas item sometimes,
yeah.
But I always welcome it in the fall too. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, those sound delicious and cozy.
Lastly is Neil's Donuts, which is located in Wallingford and now in Middletown. They added to their menu for the fall. They have a French toast donut frosted with maple icing topped with cinnamon sugar. They also have a maple frosted donut with maple icing on top and an apple crumb donut. It's filled and then it's coated in a cinnamon crumb. And then they have a classic flavor, of course, the apple cider donut, which I hear pairs very nicely with their hazelnut iced coffee for the fall.
Yummy. You should have seen the face Kevin and I gave each other when you said French toast donut. We were both like,
I was like, what does that do? Definitely donut season in the fall.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll have to get out to some of these places. We're going to put it up, too. Star999.com. We'll put up a list with the podcast there. So if you missed any of them, you can go try them. And thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.